Hi, guys. And today we're going to be teaching you how to protect things like your homes or your creations, like pixel art, so that no one else can grief, which means they can't destroy your things or take things from your chest or furnaces, which is really mostly handy in survival, but it's also really good in creative. I'm going to show you how to protect a simple house, simple creative house, and how to connect your teleporter inside your home to other homes of yours. So right here, I've just started the doorway. It's just going to be simple. In the last episode, I showed you how to connect to this server because it's a public creative server. So if you haven't seen that, after you've watched this, try and check it out after so that you can connect to and possibly play with me, which would be really nice. So I'm just going to make this pretty simple house. Not too big, not too small. And we're going to make it look really cool and protect it and add a teleporter to it. So, inventory. I have two doors. I didn't even see that. And first, I'm going to sleep. So, here I have bed. Going to replace that for that. And quickly sleep. First night, skip. And so now we have a good frame. And I'm going to take a different type of wood called hardwood, which in my survival series, I can teach you how to craft this kind of stuff because this is a really nice kind of wood for building with. And this is going to be 4 block high. Home. Is getting to be pretty simple. And get some windows. I think I already have some in my inventory. They were right there. I can't believe I didn't see that. And it looks like Vanessa has made connected glass. And if you don't know what that is, check out my first episode because I'll teach you how to make connected glass there. Connected glass looks real nice. Your homes seem more decorative. So there, that was actually pretty quick. I didn't know I could build that fast. So I'm going to try and make a marble roof. So I'm going to search up marble, and then you just click on it and you'll get it in your inventory. So you don't like have to drag or anything like in Minecraft. This server has lots of mods. So when you first join Minecraft in your private world, then you should try and download some of these cool mods, like the home decor mod. Adds a lot of furniture and such to your homes. So there, now what we gotta do is quickly do the floor, and then I'll teach you how to protect it and add teleporters to your system. Floating bed. Make the doorway like that too, and we're almost done. Then I'll protect it, which is used from the areas mod, which you gotta download because it's really good. If you have other people playing and they can't destroy your builds. So try and get that. Before I add any furniture or anything fancy, I'm going to show you how to protect this. So I'm just going to get an empty hand so it doesn't. You don't get distracted by whatever's in my hand. So first, choose one corner and dig like 3 blocks down or something. So yeah, then go to T/area, then under core, pose space 1. Wait, oh, no space, I don't think. /area, pose, no space. Oh, I keep getting it wrong. How dare me. So no space, no space between the area and the 1. Get some snow to cover up that hole. And then you fly up into the opposite corner, fly up high, /area, under core, pose 2. And then you will have these 2. But it's still not protected. So you're going to do /protect, under core, and then you just name it. So I'm going to do YouTube. Example. And now, what? Why do I keep getting it wrong? I've been able to do it so well before. That's so weird. Protect. I'll just do. There's no undercore. What is with me forgetting these commands? Okay, so protect. YouTube, no undercore in there, so protect YouTube example. Finally, so I'll go inside my home, and where I've protected says in the bottom left corner areas YouTube example 793 Mangle Fox 70, which means no one else can destroy these blocks unless I add them. So I'm going to add one of my friends, LongestF13, to show you how to add people so that they have access to breaking your blocks. So T/select area, and then see in the corner how it says the 793? It'll be any different number, it just depends on when you do it. So that's how many people are protecting things, which is crazy. So select area, and then whatever your number is, in my case 793, proceed. And in the chat, it'll say area 793 selected. Then /add, undercore, add owner, and then space 793 or whatever your number is, space what your player's name is, the player you want to add's name is, LongestF13. And then you have to write the name of your area, YouTube example. And then look, now it says that LongestF13 has also been added, and it's a different number this time, which is 794. So now that we've done that, we'll add some teleporters, and then once we've done that, I guess we can just decorate it for the fun of it. So let's get rid of marble. Now, teleporters is a mod, so you're going to have to download that mod. I'm not quite sure what it's called. So they're actually not called teleporters. Search up Travel Net, because that's what they're called, I'm sure. Yeah, so here it says Travel Net Box. I think it would be a bit better to do a teleporter, because that's what most people would search. But yeah, it's just called Travel Netbook. So I'm going to call this YouTube example. Assigned to network. I think I should add it to test for my original video. If you haven't watched that, it's in the description below. Test owned by Mangle Fox 70. No.
It's called
store. What for? So here you see the two other places that I did in the original video, Ice Restaurant and Ice Restaurant 2. So I'm going to go here. And now I'm in the Ice Restaurant Exchange. Also, when you open it, you see that my YouTube example is not here. So you have to punch it with anything in your hand, and it will update it so that I can go back to my home, which is really good. So now let's get to decorating this lonely place. Gonna just make this look more natural. And I'm going to get... desk would be nice. So I'm gonna put this desk here and put a globe on it. So this is the home decor mod. And I'm office chair. You can find all these in the inventory here. So where's that page? On this server, starts on page 16, the home decor. I'm not quite sure when it ends, but I don't really think that's very important at the moment. So let's also get a fan. Punch it and it'll start going, and a trash bin. So now we have this nice little corner. Sadly, you can't sit in the office chairs, which would be pretty cool if you could. That might be a future update, I'm not sure. Get rid of this cement, and let's find some more cool things. Let's get that clock, and we'll put a little drawer at the side of the bed to put, what's it called? Okay, so nightstand. My mind went blank for a sec. So let's use the dark ones because they would match better, and then put the clock on. Now we have a really good place. I'll put another one down so that I can put down, bookcases would be good, but not on there. So a couple bookcases. Inventory. Oh, we also have paintings. Not quite sure how you craft them, but... oh, the chair startled me. I thought it was like this freaky sheep. Come on, go down, son, so I can sleep. Everyone wants me to sleep. They're probably yelling at me right now. Sorry, guys. Remember, it's the son's fault. Sleep. Thank you. Oh, I was about to say that it was just a blank canvas. But nope, it had a little rainbow. Rainbow. What? These paintings are not behaving themselves. Now it looks like a giant painting. That's pretty much the point. They should add the giant double paintings like in Minecraft, because those would be nice. Had a little piano. This is more of an old style home, not like one of the modern homes. That just gave me an idea. We should build a modern home. Yeah, let's try and do that. Future episode. Also, there are wall shelves. Yay! Place them down and then you can place blocks on them. So I'm going to get... I'm going to do a plasma lamp. Wait, a plasma ball. And trophy. The trophy's here somewhere. Here they are. So now I have a trophy and such. Let's get these out of my inventory. And, ooh, wall lamp. Those are cool. Put these on the outside. This is a very non-modern house. Okay, so this house is pretty much completed. if I do say so myself. And if we have time, we'll try and get the beginning of the modern home done. And in the next episode, we'll work on that and then do, and then, and we'll go get back to their survival series. So, let's continue the road. So, dungeon stone is what I'm using. Must already have it in my inventory. Yeah, I do. So, this is what I'm going to do this. And steel fence, which I think look really nice and match the snow. I kind of just did the dungeon stone part at random. Not quite sure why I did it, just thought it looked nice, I guess. So now we have a home. We've protected it. We've added a teleporter system. That's perfect. It's the perfect home. So thanks for watching. We're gonna have to wrap it up. Get inside the home. Do the outro. So I'll stand on the waste bucket. Goodbye. Thanks for subscribing and following on Twitter. And the trash can just looks awesome. So, goodbye. Hope you can come on this server too and see me one day.